Well, it seemed like that happened really quick. I mean, you guys got the power play goal. Next thing you know, it took a minute, and next they got three goals. So what happened in that time period?
Yeah, obviously, you know, a couple power play goals there. You know, our penalty kill has been so good all year that we're not really used to that. And, you know, one unfavorable balance on the one. But, yeah, you know, I think parts of our game was really good. And but we just dug ourselves a hole, like you said, in that first, whatever it was, 5 minutes after we scored. And couldn't get, you know, much traction after that.
And how frustrating was it, given the way the game started? You guys got a goal and playing the way I'm sure you wanted to play off the top here.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, after the first one, you know, stuff happens. They're a good team. They're going to score goals. But, no, then bang, bang, a couple more. It's frustrating. But, you know, I thought the rest of the game after that, we created our chances and we had chances to score. We just couldn't, you know, keep them from finding the back of the net. So, yeah, it's frustrating.
As you said, it's uncharacteristic. I don't even know if you gave up two power play goals in a game all year. What was the difference in this game, maybe compared to the rest of the season and your penalty kill?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to watch the goals back and see what went wrong there. I mean, on the one, it's a, like I said, crappy deflection that ends up in the net. I'm not sure there's much you can do there. And then on the second, or on the first one, shot from the point with traffic, you know, that's what a lot of power plays are trying to do. So, yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily something, one thing that you can fix. You know, whenever a puck goes in the net, there's usually something that goes wrong before it. But, yeah, I don't think it's anything to, you know, stress about. Like you said, our PK has been so good. You know, an off night can happen. So just regroup and try to tighten those things up.
You said offensively, obviously, there was a lot of open ice in that game. Your goal is kind of one of those kind of plays where you found some room because there was room out there to, you know, make a play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, like I said earlier, I think there was some ice out there, and I think we did create some scoring chances that didn't go in for us. So, you know, you're never happy with a loss, obviously, but, you know, we just got to keep chugging here and eventually we got to find a way to string some wins together. You know, we win two, lose two, it seems like, lose three. So, you know, if we want to stay in the race, we're going to have to try to string something together.
You're getting up ice recently and it's paying off into some goals also. What's happening for you? Are the reads just better or what's going on for you that you've been able to get up ice and be able to contribute like that?
You know, I think it's a multitude of things. Our forwards are doing a really good job of entering the zone with speed and, you know, delaying at times and finding us D or finding us D in the zone. I feel like we've been doing a better job of that lately. So a lot of it comes from there, and a lot of it, like you said, comes from just identifying when you can get up and join and when it's probably smarter to hang back a little. So, yeah, something that all us D will continue to work on and try to help the team in whatever way we can.
Thanks, Bo. Well, Byram on the postgame. Brian, back to you.